it's quite amazing how the rhythm of the readings is so different. I mean, yesterday we had some really tough things to listen to. Remember what they were? You don't remember what they were. You do? What about if Satan is divided against himself? How will his kingdom stand? The gospel, he's doing that by Beelzebul, remember? And the first reading? This is what I commanded my people, listen to my voice. But they obeyed not, they did not pay heed. Remember? Now you remember. You know, a friend of mine, Ludwila Khan, would say, you know, if you go up into those little villages up there, this is years ago now, up in Israel, where the Palestinians live, you know, and there's no Jewish influence there. I mean, like, you know, and they haven't been modernized, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And he said, I could tell a story, you know, a 10, 15 minute story, and come back 2 years later, and the women in that village could give me back that story word for word. Now that's having a pretty good memory. And uncluttered, too. All right. But now we have to get down to business. There was a contest among the scribes, the theologians. Sum up the whole law. Now, the way they said it was, recite the whole law while standing on one foot. You know, they have all these picturesque ways of saying things. And so one of the scribes asked Jesus. And so Jesus gave him this text, which is the Shema. You know, listen, Israel. Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheicha. Adonai Echad. Listen. You see, Adonai is our God. Adonai alone. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And all your, and Mark adds, it's not in the Shema, and all your strength. That's the first commandment. So we love God, b'kol levavcha, with all your heart, the depth of your being, that place where you are directly related to God. It goes all to God. No other agendas. Okay. And all your kol nafshika, all your drives, all your soul. You see, all your, well, your soul. You know, all your ambitions, your drives, your, it all goes to the Lord. And then this text adds one that's not in the Shema, and all your mind, but that goes along with nafshka, you know, that your soul, your mind. Where, what are you thinking about all day? And then finally, b'kol modecha, all your resources, your money, your house, your car, your friends, all that belongs to you, you give it all to the Lord. You love the Lord with all of that. You see? That's the Shema, recited three times a day by devout Jews. Three times a day to be reminded. And you shall love the Lord your God. You shall put him first. You see? And then Jesus adds this. He's the rabbi. And the second, you see, is this. And in, I think it's Matthew, and the second is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. If we did that wholeheartedly all the time, we'd be saints. It's that simple. And with all your heart, the very depth of your being, you see, all your soul, all your stuff, and your neighbor, the way you love yourself. It's quite beautiful. Huh? And so then the scribe answers, he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart and all your understanding and all your strength and love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. The whole ceremonial system. It's not worth this, you see. Jesus is delighted. See, Jesus saw that he answered with understanding. And he said to him, you're not far from the kingdom of God. That's beautiful, isn't it? There's a friendly interaction recorded. There were probably more than, well, we know Nicodemus and John. But this is so, we agree. This is what we're supposed to be doing. So do we agree? Is that it? Well, now, how are we going to love the Lord our God today? You know, with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might. See, ask the Holy Spirit to remind us. We heard it. We all agree to it. Well, by noon, where's it going to be in our head? So now let's stand and pray.